From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright. It is the secret life of motherhood. It's a safe space. It's a space where we tend to air sometimes a little bit more than we intend of our dirty laundry. But you know what? It's okay. Motherhood is really hard, and that's why we created this space, okay? Yeah. To say the things that moms either feel they're alone about, or that they think they shouldn't be voicing, or they feel they'll be judged. Mm-hmm. None of that applies here. We're all good. We share what needs to be shared. Lay it out in the open, and that is the secret life of motherhood.
The idea is get a glass of wine, coffee, tea, whatever it is that you enjoy sitting down with, and just listen to the tomfoolery that we discuss. The tomfoolery of motherhood. Whether you're a mom or not, I'm sure that some of this is going to be pretty entertaining. We actually have a lot of dads that have given feedback, shout out to you guys. That say they've listened to the podcast for the last year that we've done it.
Mind blown.
And there's a lot of stuff that they didn't actually realize moms go through. Mm-hmm. They find it really funny and entertaining, mm-hmm. because they're probably like, well, that's not my f***ing problem.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, we want to air out and reveal the secret life of motherhood and everything that comes with it. Mm. And
like, motherhood is not a one-size-fits-all.
It's not, and you get different types.
Yeah.
And our conversation about what type of mom are you started when my sister's son had a theme day at school. Some, it's from excitement, the heart palpitations, and others like me, it's like full-blown anxiety and dread. But there was a theme day. She forgot about it the night before. She remembered.
Thank goodness.
A Sunday night.
Which is also normal to do, by the way.
Which is very normal. Yeah. Happens to me all the time. And her kid had to dress up like a letter of the alphabet. And he wanted to go as an R for Roemuis.
Okay.
They're Afrikaans, right? Now, I would have either convinced my child to go as something completely different that they already have. Like, go as a princess. Princess.
Princess, you know?
Yeah. Or k for kat, and teken mama vir jou neusie and whiskers.
Dis
maak vir jou oortjies. Like, something super easy. I would have just played with their mind. or I just would have gone and, like, drew an ice cream. Mm-hmm. And stapled it to a shirt or something. Okay, that is not what my sister did. Not shaming her, guys. I have super respect for this.
Yeah.
But she went all out. She made a huge ice cream out of material and stuffing. And with a little thing that he could hang it over his neck.
Hang around his neck.
And she just said she's going to do this properly, because then his little sister can use it when they have a theme day. And I just looked at it, because she struggled for like 3.5 hours with that. I'm like, there is no way in hell.
I would have done that.
And this is proof that we are not the same type of mom. And that is okay.
So she would be a type A mom.
Okay, what's type A mom?
That is the overachiever mom. Again, we are not shaming her.
No.
She is phenomenal.
She's the kind of mom we all want to be, and we thought we were going to be, but we're just hot messes now.
Okay, so she would be super organized, tick, punctual, tick, high achieving, thrives on structure. Her parenting style would be makes color-coded schedules, packs Pinterest perfect lunches, which she does, and she plans educational outings. That's the kind of mom I really thought I would be.
Yeah.
Honestly. But I don't know where
that went. Mm. No, that was a dream. I also actually thought that's the kind of mom you would be.
Yeah.
I really thought that you would be super organized. And look, you were very involved with your son's life for the first few years because you chose to be a stay-at-home mom.
Back up here. Did you just speak past tense?
you thought that was the mom I was going to be.
Yes.
But.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's why we can do this together. Yeah. Because we really don't give a...
Yeah. So that's not the kind of mom you are, clearly. I don't know what kind of mom I thought I was going to be, the super fun mom. That plays with my kids a lot.
The Mary Poppins mom. You know those memes?
Yeah.
Right, singing with your kids in the garden and all of that. And then you're actually like, that mom.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to bake. Like, we're going to bake. And I hate baking. I love baking with my kids, but I hate baking with my kids. I'm very like, Okay, so I stress it. Okay, but anyway, back to my sister. She's type A. What is type A?
Type A, I've just read the overachiever mom. Okay, then you get a type B mom.
Okay.
The chill mom. Traits, she goes with a flow. She's spontaneous. She's creative. And she's flexible. Her parenting style is she embraces messy play. late bedtimes and the as long as they're happy motto.
I have got a friend like that.
There are parts of it that resonates with me.
Okay. Like?
I can be pretty spontaneous.
Okay.
I can be pretty spontaneous. Like, I am quite known for camping in the front yard with my son.
Okay.
So wow. I can be, like, fun. In summer. I can be fun. I can be.
Okay.
And no, I don't always get up in the middle of the night to go back home. Not always. Type C mom. She also resonates a little bit with me.
Wait, but just back up on this type B mom, right? This is also, I think this is the mom that I thought I would be. You know, the laid back, as long as they're happy. I've got a friend like this. I admire her so much. I also think if you're not a type B mom, because it is the kind of mom a lot of us would want to be, just a chilled, it's okay, everything's fine. And unfortunately, my kids as babies, neither of them allowed that.
Okay.
Don't give me that. The baba pas pa yela an. Babies don't adjust to you, okay? Please, don't. Just stop. If that's your outlook, then move along. No, don't move along. I don't share your outlook. But I did not have that luxury. And I think I just grew into the whole thing of we don't do it that way. Okay. So I became very stressed and anxious about a lot of things. But I have a friend who, she was blessed with a son who goes with the flow. And she is very much like that. And you know the effect that that has on me when I'm with her? Is it's okay. We go with the flow. If my kids get a little bit upset or they get annoyed, she's like, it's fine. Let's do this. Let's give them that. It's okay. And I appreciate that so much.
So here's the thing. So we've referenced kids and animals many times here. It's not meant in a bad way. But so when you apparently introduce two dogs to each other.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do it on a leash because then you're giving them...
I don't know where this is going, but this is funny.
Stay with me now. Because if you do it on a leash, you're telling them that you are nervous about introducing them. So they've got reason to be nervous. Okay. So maybe we just also need to find how to unlock that inner peace.
Yeah.
Because maybe our kids feel that we are going to freak out. So... they freak out and then we freak out and then we can't just relax. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But having fun is a lot of admin, brah. That's why I get anxious.
It's a lot of work for who at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. So type B mom, very laid back. What is type C?
Type C is the balanced realist. Okay. Her traits are a blend of A and B. Organized when it matters, relaxed when it counts. So I'm wondering if I'm not like a A, B, and C mix. Because I do feel a little bit of... The parenting style for C is plans routines but isn't rigid.
Okay.
Values both self-care and kid care and embraces good enough. So I do embrace good enough. I'm not a pushy, you have to do this, you have to do it that way.
Good enough is such a big, important thing that we should probably talk about at one point. Mm. Like, it's good enough. It's fine. It's fine.
And it is.
But I think maybe type C is also where I am, except I am not organized when it matters. I am organized when I remember. And what is the other one?
Blah, 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 blah.
Organized when it matters and
relaxed when it counts.
But I do resonate a little bit more with type C. Self-care sucks. Absolutely. I suck with self-care.
Yes.
Although I am becoming a little bit more, like, a little bit better with it with time. But type C is probably... What is type D? Maybe that's my type. Because I, like, hot mess. HM. I'm type HM. Hot mess.
The empathetic nurturer.
Okay.
That has some... It resonates a little bit with me for you.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. You are very nurturing with your goals. I will admit there are times when I have thought, yes, like it, I would have lost my shit right now. And then you just calm and collect it. But maybe that's because you're used to goals and I'm not. So her traits are deeply emotional, intuitive. Okay, no, it's not you. Avoids conflict.
Wow.
That's not you.
No.
Big on harmony. The parenting style, I do agree with this one for you, leads with gentle parenting. Constant emotional check-ins tends to avoid... Okay, there we go again. Confrontation.
Definitely not. I am very pro-confrontation. Look, we grew up out of my childhood, and I laughed about this with my mom the other day. We had family meetings once every month or so.
Oh, that gives me palpitations.
And it was everyone's opportunity in the home to come and air their grievances.
Okay.
So everyone had a voice. You could say, you annoy me when you do this and this. I don't like that. Dad would have a list of things that we should stop doing and start doing.
So was this like kids telling kids this? Or could you tell your mom?
You could just talk about everything. And then we would have fights. And that was fine. Not fights, but arguments, okay?
Like censored arguments. Fights.
Yeah, not like fights, we, but yeah. We could argue. And in our house, the rule was each one of us has a vote, except my dad has two. But we sorted things out that way. If we disagreed, we would take a vote. And then whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. So I grew up with embracing confrontation and conflict. My husband absolutely did not. And I think it's also something that I carry over. And this is the type of parent that I am.
Mm.
I try to take things head on and address them.
Okay. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are also quite proactive.
Am I?
I think so. See, you see yourself differently because you're watching like from here. But I do think you do have traits from all of them as well.
I don't think there's a one size is the only size that everyone has. Because I look at you and I'm like, you are so in touch with your son's state of mind, his state of heart. Like, you know, when you guys have, like, when he started aftercare, you were so in touch with what he was feeling. And, like, you could just see. He didn't need to talk to you. You knew where your kid was at. And you're like, fight for it. Like, you don't stand back. You're like, like, mama bear mom.
Yeah, look, I don't go looking for confrontation.
Yeah. Not always.
But if you want to start.
Fight.
Let's do it.
We would make such a horrible couple. Because I would go looking for it and you would just finish it.
Oh, we're doing this now, are we?
Yeah. So, I mean, the types, I think for me, definitely probably type C. I always, like, honestly, I thought you would be a type A. I don't think it's nothing of a type A.
And I'm fine with not being an overachiever. I am so fine with that.
I appreciate the type A moms when on the class group. It says, we have a party on Friday. Can someone, like, what, can you guys please tell us what you're willing to contribute? I stay quiet because either I haven't seen it.
No.
But usually within the first 10 minutes, the type A moms are like, I'm going to bring cake. I'm going to bring balloons. I'll bring popcorn. I'll do this. I'll do this.
Yes.
And I love that. I really, really do. Like I
thank you.
Thank you so much because you make the rest of us so relieved and happy. Mm. Type B moms, like I said, just your chilledness and it's okay. Whatever happens, it's fine. We're going to let it fly. Makes us feel better. And then my fellow type C-ish moms, you know, I think being empathetic, leading with gentle parenting, being, you know, intuitive, that's something that I think is a strength that I've kind of built up mm-hmm. over time, being able to really dig into that and trying to see the other person's point of view. I do think, thinking about it, that I've gotten better with it.
Yeah, because kids teach you a lot, and that is one of the things that they do teach you.
Yeah, and sometimes the parent that's not like that needs that guidance mm. and support. So everyone plays their role. Every type of mom.
Yeah.
And every type of mom is valuable.
Yes. Okay?
Every type of mom. Even the ones that never have the together. If you are... Yeah, we'll still talk about one day.
One day.
I still have a reminder on my calendar every single day. Tel kinders by die skool op. Every day. And I have it on my phone.
See how many alarm clocks I have.
One, I have one for drinking my pills.
Four.
I have drinkpille. I have, pick up kids from school.
Mm.
And it's because I've forgotten so many times. I am the mom that can tell you that my kid is feeling this way or these are their habits or whatever.
Yes.
These are their favorite things. But I'm not the mom that...
Who's voor en ikoor all the time.
I'm not the mom that's ever going to remember everything.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the type of moms. What type of mom are you? You can join The Secret Life of Motherhood on Facebook. You can join us on TikTok. The Secret Life 911 is our handle on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen on Spotify. All our episodes from the last year are there. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. And of course, you can now on demand watch on oneafrica.tv.
Yay! Look, Ma, we made it.
My mom is so proud of me, though. All right, we will catch you again next week on The Secret Life of Motherhood. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Christine.